From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Governor Gary Herbert issued an executive order today moving Grand County, West Valley City, and Magna to the yellow or low-risk phase of pandemic response. But Salt Lake City, Bluff, and Mexican Hat are still in the orange, moderate risk level. The moves come as Utah health officials announced 343 new COVID-19 cases. That tops yesterday's mark as the largest single-day increase and brings the state to more than 9,200 cases. But Utah's epidemiologist Angela Dunn said people shouldn't jump to conclusions because, in her words, one day does not make a trend. The Utah legislature could spend up to half of the state's Medicaid rainy day funds during the next fiscal year. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports it's in response to falling tax revenues due to the coronavirus pandemic.
An appropriations subcommittee voted this morning to recommend using roughly $37 million from the Medicaid Rainy Day Fund to offset proposed cuts to social services. Those cuts include reducing payments to foster families and scaling back money for domestic violence shelters. Democratic Senator Luz Escamilla says this economic situation is what these funds are for.
It's raining outside. The rainy funds are there for a reason, and this is an emergency, and we should be able to utilize those funds to diminish the impact to programs that are critical for people to live.
But Republican Representative Paul Ray, who voted against the motion, says the economy could get even worse in the coming years.
It's raining now, but if this current administration in the state does not get the state open, we're going to be flooded and underwater when we come back.
The legislature could only use the funds in this way if Medicaid costs next year are 8% higher than this year's. Currently, it's estimated to increase by 7.5%. Lawmakers could change that requirement in a special session. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Protesters in Utah and throughout the country are gathering tomorrow afternoon to demand rent cancellation for the duration of the coronavirus pandemic. The Party of Socialism and Liberation is holding a car protest in Salt Lake City and Cedar City at noon and in Provo at 4. Sam Cook, one of the event organizers, says it's not enough to just freeze rent payments.
At the end of this crisis, people who are unemployed or even still employed will have to owe back rent. Ultimately, we just put off the harmful effects of still owing rent.
Cook says they're also asking banks to waive mortgage payments for landlords. A Utah district court issued a restraining order today against a social distancing protest concert planned this weekend in Tooele County. Organizers say the outdoor event is aimed at promoting small businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic and are expecting up to 5,000 people. Jeff Combs with the Tooele County Health Department says the organizers did not get a permit, and officials can't guarantee they've taken proper precautions.
How will attendance be tracked? Will they be questioned? Will they have temperatures taken? How are you going to disinfect and clean the facilities?
The venue owner has not said yet if he intends to violate the order, but the event organizer said before the hearing he plans on having the event regardless of the court's ruling. In a first-of-its-kind call today, a White House task force hosted a forum for Native Americans to discuss the missing and murdered women crisis in our region. But as KUER's Southeast News Bureau Kate Gretzinger reports, participants were frustrated by the format.
President Trump established the Operation Lady Justice Task Force in 2019 to gather information on the missing and murdered Indigenous woman crisis in the U.S. Today's call was part of that effort, but it fell short of expectations. That's according to Amber Kanazbah-Crotty, a Navajo Nation delegate who joined the call.
You know, I developed my talking points, and there still wasn't enough time to really get through them.
The issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women has gained national attention recently, but it is not well understood, in part due to poor data collection. Today's listening session included broad questions like, who goes missing and what are the contributing factors? But the answers are too complicated to share on a short phone call, according to Yolanda Francisco-Nez. She directs an organization in Salt Lake City that works with tribes across Utah.
Someone who, you know, is new to this looking in may not see the problems, and they are so many.
The task force is accepting written comments online and must submit a report to the White House in November. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The United Utah Party is calling on the state's attorney general to investigate whether Governor Gary Herbert tried to bribe gubernatorial candidate Thomas Wright to drop out of the race. UtahPolicy.com reported earlier this week that Herbert promised to help Wright in a race to unseat U.S. Senator Mike Lee if he dropped out and endorsed Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. Herbert confirmed he met with Wright to discuss dropping out of the race and supporting Cox, but denied trying to make a deal with him. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.